Hey there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that tells you all about the Akashic Records, that helps you understand the language of your soul, and helps you communicate with that wonderful information from your soul. That's what I do. I help people communicate with the information from their soul, and I help them understand all about what their life's about. You know, these days it's hard to try to understand what life's about. We get thrown some knocks here and there. But the basic thing is that we are all being challenged and purged and all sorts of wonderful things. And we get to observe how not only we handle it, but how other people handle it, so that we can choose to be an inspiration to ourselves and others, or we can observe other people being inspirations to themselves as well, or us. You know, tonight I have interesting questions. Just as a comment, I'm very excited. Next week you will be hearing from me after the open house of Nana's House. And if you, for those people who've listened before, Nana's House is where my parents' house, and I've turned it into a spiritual wellness center. And it's the welcoming, the dedication is on Valentine's Day, and so I'm calling it Nana's House, Center of Nurturing Transformation. It's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio, east side of Cleveland, and for those people who live in the East Cleveland or in the Cleveland area, or anywhere in Ohio and would like to visit Nana's house, would love to have you join us. Just some of the things we're going to be doing at Nana's house that I'm actually looking to create teleconferences on. So what I need from you, my dear listeners, is your feedback. One of the things that I would like to create is a spiritual community inspirational gathering via teleconference. This is something we would do once a week, and I would be happy to set that up. So if you like, I'm going to give you all these ideas that I have here, and then what I would want for you is to email me what you would like to participate in. So number one, I have coming up a spiritual community inspirational gathering, and that'll be once a week. It will consist of a message and a discussion and meditation. And if you were here in Cleveland, you would bring something to eat, and we would have a nice potluck dinner, or lunch, if you will, and everybody would go on their way. However, for those folks who are going to do it via teleconference, we would pick a day or an evening to do that in, and be probably about an hour and a half, and we would share. The next thing I want to put together is a spiritual writing group. So for those people who have wanted to write a book, have a book that's within them but don't know how to start, don't know where to go, and don't know how to put their ideas down on paper, I would like to begin a teleconference for a spiritual writing group. And again, if you're in Cleveland, we're going to have that at Nana's house. The next thing I want to do is put together a spiritual entrepreneurs group. And these are for people who are interested in creating businesses from a spiritual point of view with spiritual principles. Now, again, these are not religions. This is spiritual principles have to do with basing, for my idea, if you will, my take on that, is that for me, a spiritual business is a business that's based on love, respect, honor, and mutual trust. But a spiritual entrepreneurs group is a support group that not only helps you understand who you are, helps you define yourself. It's a business support group of holistic practitioners that want to expand their business, and they want to be able to really define who they are. They want to understand why they're here, and they want to develop their message. And it's all about creating a business plan, and it's called the Spiritual Entrepreneurs Group. So that's there. And then I have a prosperity workshop. But those three things I think we could start with. So spiritual community inspirational gathering, spiritual writers group, and a spiritual entrepreneurs group. So if any of those are of interest to you that you would like to be a part of, please feel free to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And we will put those teleconferences together on a regular basis. And it's not just a one-time shot. It's something that we're going to do on a regular basis so that we can support each other. See, what's going on is we need community. We need to be able to reach out to each other. We need to be able to create community and move into the actual web of love that surrounds us, that surrounds this planet, and that surrounds our being. We incarnated into this lifetime to experience love. Now, whether or not that's showing up in your life or not is something that would be important for you to take a look at and for you to decide, what do I need to do to be able to express more love? Now, I'm not talking about being a doormat. I'm not talking about going out and trying to grab a hold of everyone's approval. I'm not talking about leaving yourself so wide open that you're energetically challenged or that you're energetically open and vulnerable. I'm talking about when you work from a place of love, when you come from a place of love, then you operate the premises that you love yourself enough not to allow yourself not to be loved. At the same time that you move into that powerful place of acceptance of self, again, you want to move into the place of saying, I love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved. When you move into that place, all right, then you allow other people not only to love you, but you also allow them to love themselves. And when you move to a place of loving yourself enough, no one will hurt you because you won't allow it. Because you won't be vulnerable. You won't be open. You know, we had a great question that came forward tonight, let me get to it. And it came from JoJo. So I'm saying a shout out to hi JoJo. It's a great question. And so what his question is that he wanted to understand more of an idea of putting up shields. We talked last week about if there's toxic people in your life, how to put up shields against those toxic people. And so what he was asking is that he wanted to hear my version of this, and that what happens with him is he has a way of doing this and realizes that he puts his own shields up. And at the same time, though, he usually leaves his chakra and heart open so he can sense things in the world. And what's interesting about that is if you have your shields up, but you've left those areas, there's a way of having your shields up and protecting your heart and protecting your energy field. You don't want to leave yourself vulnerable. You want to be able to get that balance. And so please understand that when you put your shields up, you are not shutting yourself off. And you are not shutting off your gifts of intuition. Having your shields up, what that does, it allows you the sensitivity of knowing when something's coming at you that is inappropriate. And the shield alerts you to that and helps you avert whatever that comment, situation, experience is, and the shield helps you avert anchoring it into your field. Shields are there to help your intuition, not to block them. So the idea of putting your shields up is actually creating a greater awareness of what feels good. And then choosing to only allow that which feels good to stay in your field. So if someone says a negative comment to you and your shields are up, the whole intention is that it falls like water off a duck's back, as they say. It doesn't affect you. Why doesn't it affect you? It doesn't affect you because within your shield, you've also made the decision that other people's opinions are just that, their opinion. So if you have some comments about that, I'd love to hear from you to discuss this. You know, this program is only as good as your questions and your discussion. And so if you would like to, if you're listening on a stream, if you will, I hope this sound quality is good because I have a feeling it's going to be a good show today. But if you're listening and you don't know the telephone numbers here to call in, let me give them to you now. If you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free to BBS Radio, and you can come right to me, and our producer will answer the phone. Don's there waiting for your call. He's a wonderful guy. And that number to call direct is 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can dial 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to dial direct, if you're out of the country or you just want to dial direct, that's fine. Our country code is 01. And you can dial 530-876-3222. So if you have comments or questions about what I'm saying, please do call in and talk because, again, this program is only as good as your comments and questions. So getting back to those shields, the whole idea of shields, what JoJo asked is, what's my take on it? How would I shield myself? One of the things that I use is a thing called the grace points, which really activates the field around me. It's a technique and a technology that we learn, that I teach in a level one Akashic Records workshop. And it's based on accessing your divine information as well as your divine field via areas on your hand. Now, I'm not going to teach it over at this point, but if that's of interest to you, we could also put together a teleconference for that as well. Now, the other way of putting up shields, if you will, is to move into a space of quiet. Imagine wonderful, beautiful light all around you, loving light. And that's loving light on the inside, and on the outside, that's facing other people, imagine a mirror. So that whatever, if there is negativity that's coming to you, the negativity will hit the mirror and bounce back. So the person that is throwing the negativity can actually experience that negativity and make other choices. So it's not about... it's not just about protection. It's about helping the people in our life to learn more about how they affect others. So the other way that I set up, if you will, a shield, is I call forth my I Am presence. and I ask my I Am presence to come forward, to surround me, to be with me, and to protect me. And I'm using that word protect in a very loose way, because the word protect, when you say protect, it assumes that there's something I need or I am afraid of, and that is not the case. The shield has more to do with me, again, becoming awareness. So I ask, so rather than use the word protect, let me, just from a definition point of view, I call forth my I Am presence. And my intention is to ask my I Am presence to alert me and create my awareness to that which no longer serves me, does not serve me, so that I may move away from that which no longer serves me. I hope that's helpful, because what we try and what we do is we second guess ourselves. We were talking about this last week, I think, where we think it's us. If it doesn't feel right, we think, well, maybe I'm reading it wrong, or something's wrong with me, or they're just having a bad day. The reality is, if it doesn't feel good, it isn't. If it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. Just notice that. If it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. And if it isn't loving, you need to step away from it. Know that. Trust it. Only do things in your life that feel good. Now, there may be things in your life that you have to do, like chores or tasks, that are boring to you or tedious to you, or that you have a charge against. Totally different situation than doing something that you feel is not loving, or having someone around you that acts to you in a way that's not loving. So hopefully that's helpful. If it isn't and you'd like to talk a little bit more, I encourage you, JoJo, to give me a call. I encourage anyone else who's listening that wants to discuss this a little bit more to give me a call. And I just gave you the numbers. Or you can email me. I'm at my computer now, so I will see your email. If you email me a comment, I will try and read it. It needs to be rather simple if you want me to read it fast. So do give that some thought. Call me and let's talk. Now, there's another question here. That has to do with some crystals here. It says, what effect does obsidian have on human emotions? So it's from Lucida and Joey, the puppy. What effect does obsidian have on human emotions, physical health, spiritual qualities? What are its properties? Now, what's interesting about obsidian, and again, I've got to tell you that I personally am not a crystal person. In other words, like, I don't study crystals. And so the information I'm bringing to you now, as with all the information, comes from the Akashic Records. So I'm kind of moving over and allowing whatever shows up to show up. So the reason why obsidian is important for us, and especially there in Bend, Oregon, is that it had the properties of... Now, this is interesting because it kind of goes with what we were talking about before. There's a property of protection around having obsidian around you. It is a grounding stone, so it keeps you grounded on the earth. Obsidian can be very, very anchoring. So having some obsidian in your pocket would help you stay more centered on the earth. And yet it carries light, and it has the properties of not only the light and the dark, but it is also grounding. So it's so you could use it as a as an awareness shield. You could use it and the Native Americans, you know, it's interesting what they're showing me is that the Native Americans would bury rocks like obsidian in the ground around their ceremonial areas, like when they where they would do ritual, so as to ground that area in sacredness. They're also showing me how some Native American tribes would bury obsidian and other rock formations underneath, deeply underneath their teepees and their homes. Again, from an honoring of the earth and a ritual of calling in the ancestors, again, from a protection point of view. So again, if anyone has any comments on this, please give a call, because this is interesting. And what I want to share with you is that I open the records with the Holy Prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key, and if you've listened before, you've heard me say this before. And so it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So whatever you have that you can answer, or not answer, add to this comment would be fascinating. But what the record keepers are showing me is that obsidian was a very important crystal rock, and it's black and white. That's what I'm seeing. In many ceremonies. So I hope that answers your question. Please call me. You've got the 800 numbers here. Give a call and make your comments. Okay. Alrighty. So now, the message the record keepers would like to also share. We have another question. I have a friend in Minnesota that wants to understand when the next level two workshops are going to be scheduled. I love you too, Dawn. Thank you very much. Actually, I have a level two coming up in Cleveland in March, and so I have those dates coming up. Let me see if where they are. I don't have that in front of me, but I want to say that it's in March sometime. And if you call me and or email me your phone number, I will call you with it, I promise. The Level 1 workshop, so coming up here we have a Level 1 workshop, we have a Prosperity Marketing workshop. These are all going to be held at Nana's house. And so I am looking forward to having those people who would like to be a part of those workshops come on in to Cleveland so we can play together. That'd be fun. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi there.
And, my name is Madeline, and one of my questions is with the all of the different changes in the astrological sky and with all the prophecies that are being highly talked about, and with 2012 coming up around the corner, what is it that we can do individually as well as a collective to usher in with this little chaos as we can for our spiritual unfoldment, our greater good?
Oh, that's great. I missed your name. What is your name, dear?
My name is Madeline.
Marilyn.
No, Madeline.
Madeline. Okay, yeah. Madeline. And where are you calling from, Madeline?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
I actually live in Lake Tahoe, and this is my first time listening to you, and I'm really grateful that I have this moment with you.
Well, I'm grateful that you are, too. So thank you very much for calling. And are you at all familiar with the Akashic Records, Madeline?
I am familiar with it. And if there's any information that comes through for me personally, it would be great as well.
Sure. Well, one of the things, again, typically when I work with someone on an individual basis, I need their full legal name, and you don't have to give that to me on the air for your privacy's sake. But if in the future, if you'd like to email that to me prior to when you're sending a question in, and you put that in, that would be helpful. But suffice it to say...
I don't mind telling it. Or is it against the policy?
No, it's not. There are no... This is BBS Radio. There are no rules.
Okay.
No rules whatsoever. What is your name, then?
My name is Madeline Carol Nichols.
Okay, it's Carol, C-A-R... Is it C-A-R-O-L?
Yes.
Nichols, N-I-C-K-E.
N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
N-I-C-H, I'm sorry?
N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
Okay, got that. Okay. All right. So the first thing that what's important here, Carol, is that the idea of 2012 and the changes that are being predicted are actually starting now.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that has to do with the economic situation of the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the inner turmoil that many are feeling now because their lives are being turned upside down are part of the natural purging of letting go of the old way and ushering in the new. And so one of the issues or gifts, if you will, that people can look at for those people who are finding themselves without a job, and there's so many of them, is that rather than moving into fear and panic, which is very easy to do, it's totally understandable, but the more we can move into love and gratitude, the more we can shift with, we as humans have more control over what happens to this earth and the planetary changes than anyone can even possibly conceive. And the more peace that we feel within us, the more that we can actually avert any kinds of major catastrophes. So that for people who are laid off, if you will, or finding themselves without a job, the first thing they need to do is understand that they have been given a gift of time. And the gift of time has to do with being able to move into themselves into a place of peace so that they can really look at what's truly important to them. So the more people that can do that now, on such a massive level, the more we can actually shift into a different mindset on the planet. And what I'm also hearing is that within your life, there happens to be some what your perception of unavoidable chaos. Does that make sense to you?
I do understand chaos. And I do see the gift in it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, are you experiencing some chaos now?
I am.
Yeah.
My life is totally upside down. And
right.
It's taken me a while to be able to go through my personal issues of fear. What are people going to say or what are they going to think? Am I going to be a failure? And on to see the gift and to
right.
really be able to embrace it and to feel, for the most part, a sense of inner harmony, and at times, inner peace.
Right. Well, see, the thing is that the more that we can all come to that realization, the better off we're going to be. And, you know, what's coming forward is, you know, we've been talking a lot in this country about the billions of dollars that were given to Wall Street for bailouts that they used in what people would say frivolous ways. And we as individuals need to take a clue from that. If Wall Street needed the bailout and considers that those dollars to be something that they can, I'm trying to get the right words, for lack of better words, not use wisely, then we as humans need to realize that money is no object. That there will always be enough to go around. And as soon as we move out of the scarcity concept and into a prosperity concept, I don't care what your checkbook says, the reality is there's always a way to get what you need. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I think it takes a lot of self-awareness, and I think it takes a lot of screening your inner thoughts. You know,
sure.
So you don't get in conflict from the collective consciousness and what the news is flooding us with. But
right.
I do understand what you're saying.
Right. And the other piece is we cannot. One of the things the record keepers have said in the past is that we cannot be afraid of fear.
Yeah. Well, and that's a tough one. I mean, I can embrace that intellectually on an emotional level. There's times I get caught up in it.
Well, sure, but the thing is that the more we feel guilty and angry that we are feeling fear, the more the fear will be there. We fuel it.
Mm-hmm.
Better to have the pity party for 10 minutes and feel the fear in all of its awfulness. It's like, what's the worst that can happen? And, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be destroyed, and yada, yada, yada. Okay, and now I'm done. And do whatever it takes to get out of that fear, anxiety. One of the things that I do, because no one is immune to it, everybody feels the anxiety of, oh, things are, you know, they're because there's scary stuff going on. But the idea here is not to give in to the fear, but to embrace the fear and do what it takes to move out of the fear. For me, I start making lists of things I can do that I'm afraid of, or things that I'm afraid of, and then I make lists of what actions I can take that will shift that consequence or that end result.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
I'm sorry?
That's a great idea. That's a great sharing.
Yeah, because you've got to get it. You have to. You can't hold it in and deny it. You really have to allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's allowing those feelings to come out and really express them and say, okay, now, if this is what you're afraid of.
We can't deny the shadow.
Say again?
We cannot deny the shadow part of us.
No,
and
we
I
cannot.
And I think this time is really an opportunity to address a lot of that as well.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, do you see anything for me personally? Do you receive any information from Akasha?
Well, what's important for you, Madeline, is that you really need to begin expressing yourself in the way that truly speaks to you. So, again, I don't know if it's that writing that book or if it's... Do you work with music?
Well, I'm studying what is called bioacoustics, vocal profiling, and I'm learning to do voice imprints for health assessments. And it actually, in an indirect way, it deals with musical notes.
Mm-hmm.
And the different notes have different frequency because everything is a frequency. And
right.
Every disease and every cold and every medication and every thought has a frequency. And the founder of it, she's a very gifted woman and has put together a series of programs. Like if she
is that Sherry Edwards?
To. Yes.
Yeah, she has a program on BBS Radio.
Yes, that's Sherry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
I know Sherry. She might not remember me, but I met her.
Well, she's pretty phenomenal in what she does. I've seen
right.
Absolutely amazing results from her work. And for me, I'm fascinated with it and I love it. I just need to keep my memory being able to stay around it because there's so much information one would never learn it in a lifetime.
So it's not about learning it. It's not about learning it for you.
What is it?
It's about allowing it and remembering it.
Exactly, remembering it. That's exactly right.
No. It's not remembering because you learned it. It's about remembering it from the cellular memory that's within you. This is ancient work for you.
Okay.
This is work that you did with the Hathors in Egypt.
But she said that along when I took my first class.
I'm just verifying it from the records for you.
Okay.
And so when you work with this, it's really going to be more about moving into the joy of it, rather than becoming stiff in the doubt that you'll get it all.
Okay.
I don't know if that's helpful.
That is helpful.
So it's the attitude of joy that you want to come to this with, rather than worrying about what you're going to get and what you're not going to get, because you already have it. Yeah, I mean, allow yourself to claim your gift. I'm sorry?
Pardon me?
I said allow yourself to claim your gifts.
Okay.
But what else, there's something else you're doing, I'm getting from the records, that is important to you now. What else is that? Because what they're saying is that it's really about speaking your truth and moving into a place of peace in your life.
Moving into what in my life?
A place of peace.
Well, maybe it's about some property I have up in Idaho.
Okay.
That is like 11 miles off the beaten path and in the mountains. And I am at peace there. And I would like to build a cottage there to live in. And my financial thing is upside down, and I've let go of all of it and walking away from it all, everything that I've worked for. And so I guess I have a question is how will the finances, the money come to be able to move forward with that?
Yeah, and that would probably be something that we would want to do privately.
Okay.
You know, not because the records will ever tell you what to do, but they will probably work with you on what's blocking the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we may want to work on privately.
Okay.
So that you might want to consider that. If you go to the BBS, the information on my program for Akashic Wisdom, there's a whole lots of information on what I do with this work on an individual basis.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what's blocking a lot of people. Their finances are all topsy turvy right now.
Oh, my finances it's just amazing for me to watch it. You know, I feel like I'm watching this whole situation unfold, and I've been really blessed to live what I would say an abundant, simply abundant life. And if the resources have I wouldn't say totally evaporated, but it's evaporating. And there's an inner joy almost about it because I'm really, one of my core beliefs is that, you know, God has always provided for me and that the people I'm supposed to meet show up in my life and the people I'm supposed to, you know, move forward with, it just all shows up in a very timely manner. And I have to kind of get a giggle because these opportunities are presented to me, and I just keep saying yes.
And that's what you have to remember to do. And again, don't be afraid of fear. Move it, but embrace it, and then put it back on the shelf. All right, and then just allow the gifts, if you will, to show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am working on doing that in an app. And it puts a heart smile. I mean, I don't think I have a word to describe the feeling that when these opportunities do come into my life, I'm just so internally grateful because I just am I'm thankful and aware that I am being presented with opportunities that is really filling in places in my life. I wouldn't have, even in a million years, given thought to that occurring. And here it is. It just is occurring.
There you go. Well, I wish you a lot of luck with please tell Sherry I said hello.
I will.
Yeah.
I had a class with her today, and this is the first time I've ever listened to you. I just happened to pop on my computer, and I popped on the radio part of it, and up you popped, and I thought, I'm going to call.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, and I hope this has been helpful.
Well, it has been. It's been most enjoyable.
Well, great. I hope you continue to listen, and please tell your friends.
Okay.
All right. You take care, Madeline.
All right. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Bye. You know, I think Madeline brings up a great point about all of our finances. You know, in other words, like there's certain things that we can get into on a personal level that are better made private. And just as an FYI, this is a limited time offer regarding consultations. I want to tell you that for my listeners, I am offering 1 hour consultations for $100, which you're going to save $44. They're normally $144 an hour. And I have been led to offer this to my listeners. And so by mentioning the radio show, you will receive that price for 1 hour consultation. So if you're wondering, or if you've been sitting on the fence, this is the time to do it. And so that just know that. That's again, limited time offer, as they say, because when it's done, and I go by what the record keepers tell me, so when it's done, it's done. But for right now, for those people who mention the radio show, they will get that discount. But the idea of moving into your own soul space, that's S-O-U-L, space, your own soul space during a consultation can be so enlightening as to what your core issues are and how you can heal them and how you can move forward to expand your own light so that you no longer have to be afraid. I think that's the piece that's so important now, is that we have to learn how to no longer be afraid or to be able to manage that fear so that we can, if we're going to feel that fear, not be afraid of the fear, feel it. Again, like I said, give yourself 10, 15 minutes, do a couple of exercises, and then move forward. Do what you need to do to get yourself into that space of peace. And what the record keepers can do is help you understand what's going on there. They can also help you understand what's blocking your financial flow or what's creating, what belief systems that you've created. And again, this is not to make you feel guilty or to criticize you. It's to help you understand more about what your path is and why things are happening the way they are so that when you have a greater picture and a bigger picture about what you truly want, then you have a better idea of how to move through the various challenges that come up in your life. Okay? So that's, we want to really talk about that. And, you know, we have to start asking ourselves questions that actually we allow the universe to answer. And we talked about this before. So Let me get the record keeper. There's something coming forward, and I just need to get it there. Sorry for this, the dead time here. It's not dead, it's the silence. Well, what I'm receiving is that there is someone out there in the audience that is so gripped with fear that it's hard for them to think. It's hard for them to think clearly. So I'm going to speak to you. For you who are out there who are having a hard time thinking around your fear, I have a message for you. And your message is that you are deeply loved by the universe, that the question that you need to ask the universe is, why do I know everything will really be okay? You don't have to worry about you coming up with the answer. You can ask the question of, why do I trust that everything will be all right? Why do I know everything will work out fine? What is your most benevolent outcome? What can you move into knowing? Not wanting, knowing. And if you're in the throes of fear, allow it. Make that list of what you're afraid of. Make that list of all the dollars that need to come in. And as you move it out of your system, allow the universe to fill you back up with ideas of how you can generate it or how you can feel more at peace. And so it's really about you taking responsibility. Again, this is not a criticism, but it's really more about you literally taking and embracing all that you are and all that you have, all that you don't have, and moving forward into a place of total and complete acceptance. And so what would be important for you to understand is that you will always be taken care of. You always have been taken care of, and you always will be taken care of. And so it's really important that you move into that knowing. Hello, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. This is Paul from Arizona.
Paul, did you say?
Yes.
Hey, Paul from Arizona. How are you?
Good, good. I have a question. I happen to run across a pendant. It's called Organized Pendants. And I was kind of curious to check and see if that was an effective tool.
It's, what is it called?
Organite. I think it's O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E.
Organite pendant?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that a crystal?
No, it's kind of
it's a man-made thing.
Right.
Okay. And what do you want to use it for, Paul?
Well, I was thinking of incorporating a coin-size magnet in there.
For the purpose of?
Increasing the potential.
So you would take the organite...
Mm-hmm.
And put a magnet into the organite.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's a very interesting concept. Because what I'm hearing is, from a vibrational point of view, based on where it was worn on the body, it would actually... increase the energy field and the physical efficiency of the organs that it was that it was near it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, is there any downside risk other than a pacemaker that a magnet would affect?
The cell phones would not be a good thing. you don't want to wear it near a computer, you know. I mean, so if a person had PDAs or you know, I'm also hearing MP3s. I don't know about those things, but that's what they're saying is anything electronic with that on would be a challenge.
Uh huh.
It would be important. What I'm getting is that some people may feel. If it was right there by the heart chakra,
uh-huh.
it's not feeling 100%. I can't explain the feeling other than, so wait a minute, let me just ask a different way. So where would it be better, where would it be better placed? Oh, I see. So what's being said is that it would, that this particular pendant, this pendant would be better around the throat chakra,
mm-hmm.
up more towards where the thymus is.
Okay.
Where you, like if you thump your thymus.
All right.
That would make that would increase the immune ability of the system. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would it enhance the level of protection for the individual?
You're talking about psychic protection?
Yeah, any,
or what kind of EMF protection?
Pretty much both.
Well, first of all, when you're talking about psychic protection, that has to do with the frame of mind.
Right.
So if somebody walks around paranoid thinking they're going to get psychically attacked,
uh-huh.
that kind of attracts it no matter what you're wearing.
Right, right.
So it really has more to do with the attitude of the person. So if the person puts that, whether they put that piece on or any other piece, and they're putting it with the intention of protection because it's coming from a place of fear,
uh-huh.
it's going to expand the fear.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. See, the idea is that if they're going to give the power to the pendant to protect them,
uh-huh.
rather than taking responsibility themselves, they're not doing themselves a favor.
Oh, okay.
But so, from an EMF point of view, electromagnetic field protection, that could be very helpful.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I didn't know the properties. I had seen this online, and
uh-huh.
I wasn't quite sure, you know, how effective it would be. Just in its original state without adding a magnet.
Well, you may want to send them out to a couple of people, to your friends or people that you think would be good testers, and get some feedback before you put them together.
Okay.
There's like, so send them one of each, for example, a piece with the magnet, one without, and say, okay, wear this for a few days, and what do you feel? And wear this for a few days. Few days, and what does this feel? So you have to kind of create your own focus group, as they're calling it.
Okay.
You know, just to get because that's, then you'll have a better idea of what you're dealing with.
Right, right, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a scientist or what?
Well.
Oh, you know, you're an inventor.
Well, kind of. I'm starting to put together different pieces that I've held for a number of years, and now they're starting to talk to me again.
The crystals, you mean?
No, the other side.
Oh, I see the other side.
Yes.
Okay.
More specifically, my guides. And
yeah.
So, you know, this is one of the pieces that looks like I could incorporate into a tool. And I just want to make sure it's safe, that's effective, and it will do what it theoretically I think it's going to do.
what they're also showing me is that based on the shape, we'll have the shape of the pendant will have interesting properties. So
really?
Yes. So there could be a circle, like a shield. There can be an oval that takes care of the auric field, and a triangle that it's almost like the triangle is almost like the pyramid aspect that would be that would access higher realms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good to know, because that kind of confirms some other things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I do have one other question, if that's possible.
Yeah, real quick, because we're almost done.
Okay. Merkaba or Merkaba, are they one and the same thing?
Merkaba and Merkaba, are they the same?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a way of saying the word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a Merkaba and a Merkaba are both the same.
Okay.
It's Hebrew for chariot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it takes you... Yeah, right. Have you listened to the program before, Paul?
Occasionally, yes. I kind of tune into your energy.
Cool. Good. Well, I'm glad you called.
Well, I appreciate it, and I know that you have to get off the air, so once again, thank you very much, and have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. So, folks, this hour just flew by, didn't it? My goodness, we just had such great conversations. I just love it so much when you guys call and we can talk. If you'd like to talk to me privately, my private number is 216-691-1233. And again, my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. And so remember to email me about if you would like to participate in the Spiritual Entrepreneurs Group or the Spiritual Writing Group, or if you would like to be a part of the Spiritual Community Inspirational Gathering. So those are the three things that I'm looking at creating teleconference around, and would love to get your feedback. So I look forward to your emails. I want to just give you a blessing for this week. You know, coming up at the end of the week is Valentine's Day, and we always look for the person that we love, to be able to honor the person that we love. And so who I would like you to look to honor is yourself, because you are so precious, and you can offer love to yourself that will expand the planet and allow you to open yourself to receive more love. So I wish you a week filled with miracles, a week filled with love and light. And right now, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information that we had here on the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on February 8th. Is that the date? Today's the 8th, yes, February 8th, 2009. So I'm going to close the records of the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. With that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And may you all say amen. And may you look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. I love you all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you on the 15th. Bye-bye.